eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Dan Karpuk here for the BetQL Daily Boost. I have an exciting odds boost for you guys today. It is from our friends at BetMGM, and it is the Yankees to beat the Pirates in 10-plus total runs to be scored in the game, boosted all the way up to plus 220. Now, let's hit on the first part of this first. It's the Yankees to beat the Pirates. BetQL is giving the Yankees a 67.5% chance to win this game. Okay. So now the second half of this, 10-plus total runs scored. Now, BetQL is projecting 9 total runs to be scored, so that's pretty close to that mark. However, I want to take a look at this pitching matchup here. It's Jameson Taillon versus Jose Quintana. Now, Taillon on the season has been a nice story for the Yankees. He's produced, he's won games for them, he's delivered quality starts. However, over his last 6 starts, he's been a little bit inconsistent. 33 and a third innings pitched, 40 hits, 4.59 ERA. That's not great. Over Quintana's last 6 starts, 30 innings pitched, 35 hits, 4.80 ERA. Now, the Pirates also have the 4th worst bullpen ERA at 4.53 and the 6th worst bullpen whip at 1.37. So, therefore, when Quintana gets pulled from this game, they're going to be handing the ball off to guys who will most likely get hit around a bit as well. So, when considering this matchup here, you got guys like Aaron Judge, you got guys like Giancarlo Stanton, DJ LeMahieu, Gleyber Torres, guys who have the platoon advantage against Quintana, who clearly is on the back half of his career here. So, will the Yankees hang crooked numbers against this Pirates team? Most likely. Will the Pirates hang some numbers against Jameson Taillon? Quite possibly as well. You got guys like O'Neill Cruz, who's now a threat in this lineup. You have a surprising amount of pop in this Pirates offense. They're not giving up on a daily basis here. They're going out and hitting the ball out of the ballpark. They're producing some runs despite their bad record. So at plus 220 at BetMGM, I love the value in getting this. I expect the Yankees to easily win this game. And like I said, 10-plus total runs doesn't seem like very far-fetched whatsoever. So getting, you know, two plus 220 odds on this, great value. For more value, all you got to do is head to betql.com/boosts to see more odds boosts. And you can follow me on Twitter at Daniel Karpuk. I know that's a very original name. Daniel Karpuk, DanielKarpuc. And I oftentimes deliver quite a few more things from behind the BetQL paywall and all that kind of good stuff. So follow me there as well. Now I want to get into a couple of today's best MLB bets that you can take advantage of right now, like I already did. The first one is the Rangers Orioles over 9.5 runs. Now, this is a horrendous pitching matchup here. This might be one of the worst of the entire season, and I am overjoyed at it. It is Spencer Howard, who's 0-1 with a 12.15 ERA, who will go for the Rangers, versus Baltimore's Austin Voth, who's 0-1 with a 7.34 ERA. Both of these offenses are in store for a big day. Now, BetQL is listing this as the best bet, projects 10 total runs to be scored. I wouldn't be shocked if this gets into the 14 to 16 run range. In three appearances this year, Howard has lasted just 6 2/3 innings, allowed 9 earned runs on 10 hits in that span. Meanwhile, Voth has appeared in 25 games, shockingly. His pitching line is 30 2/3 innings pitch, 47 hits, and 25 earned runs in those innings. Both of these pitchers stink. Both should be in AAA or below right now, and I'm not worried whatsoever about both of these lineups putting up numbers against these two particular pitchers here tonight. Secondly, the Rays plus 1.5 runs at the Red Sox. Now, this is juiced pretty heavily, so you got to shop around a little bit for the best price, and it's juiced for a good reason. Under Kevin Cash, now listen to this. This is ridiculous. Under Kevin Cash, the Rays are 249 in 118, that's 67.85% versus the run line as an underdog of plus 100 to plus 150 on the money line. I'll repeat that. 249 and 118, that's 67.85% versus the run line in this situation. Now, Jeffrey Springs is also on the mound. He's 3-2 with a 2.25 ERA. He's been one of these random Rays dudes to come out of nowhere and be an absolute stud. He's going to be on the mound for Tampa Bay tonight against Nick Pivetta, who's 8-5 with a 3.23 ERA. He's been solid for the Red Sox as well. But BetQL is giving the Rays a 49.81% chance to win this game outright. That's nearly a 50-50 shot. So you're getting them at plus 1.5 runs. It is clearly a value here. So thank you for listening in. Be sure to subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts, and head to BetQL.com now for all of today's best MLB bets.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.